Visiting Teaching Message. Feeling the Love of the Lord Through Exercising Charity. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Moroni chapter 7 verse 47. Charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. Elder Jean R. Cook of the 70. It is part of the gift of charity to be able to recognize the Lord's hand and feel His love in all that surrounds us. Ponder with me a moment the following majestic gifts: the glories of all creation, the earth, the heavens, your feelings of love and joy, His responses of mercy, forgiveness, and innumerable answers to prayer, the gift of loved ones, and finally, the greatest gift of all, the Father's gift of His atoning Son, the perfect one in charity, even the God of love. Charity, Perfect and Everlasting Love, Liahona, July 2002, page 92, Ensign, May 2002, page 83. Elder Marvin J. Ashton, 1915 through 1994, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Real charity is not something you give away. It is something that you acquire and make a part of yourself. And when the virtue of charity becomes implanted in your heart, you are never the same again. Perhaps the greatest charity comes when we are kind to each other, when we don't judge or categorize someone else, when we simply give each other the benefit of the doubt or remain quiet. Charity is accepting someone's differences, weaknesses, and shortcomings, having patience with someone who has let us down, or resisting the impulse to become offended when someone doesn't handle something the way we might have hoped. Charity is refusing to take advantage of another's weakness and being willing to forgive someone who has hurt us. Charity is expecting the best of each other. The tongue can be a sharp sword. Ensign, May 1992, page 19. Anne C. Pingree, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. As we try to deal patiently and lovingly every day with fussy babies, challenging teenagers, difficult roommates, less active spouses, or elderly disabled parents, we may ask ourselves, is what I am doing really important? Does it matter or make a difference? Dear sisters, what you are doing with your families matters. It matters so very, very much. Daily, each of us learns and relearns at home that charity, the Savior's pure love, never faileth. So many Relief Society sisters do great good serving in their families. Charity, One Family, One Home at a Time. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 109. Elder Bruce C. Hafen of the 70. Charity is not developed entirely by our own power, even though our faithfulness is a necessary qualification to receive it. Rather, charity is bestowed upon the true followers of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 48. The purpose of the endowment of charity is not merely to cause Christ's followers to engage in charitable acts toward others, desirable as that is. The ultimate purpose is to transform His followers to become like Him. Beauty for Ashes, The Atonement of Jesus Christ. Liahona, April 1997, page 46. Ensign, April 1990, page 12. How can you further acquire the charity that will prompt you to love others as the Savior loves them? What can you do to overcome uncharitable thoughts and feelings? End of the Visiting Teaching Message, Feeling the Love of the Lord Through Exercising Charity.